Hello, and I am Kyle Menzies.
And I'm Jason Rutherford, the creator of the Online Army Showcase. And we really didn't have a show planned for tonight, so it's kind of a big bag of random stuff in this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield. Welcome to episode number 17 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast, the Online Army Showcase at army.rocklesoftware.com. And I was not kidding about not really having a show planned for you. In fact, I really haven't told Kyle exactly what we're talking about tonight. He's kind of in the dark, but...
I'm in the dark! I'm pretty much been hit over the head with, you know, blackjack, and then I'm just, you know, nice unconscious blackness. You know how you can see in the dark, you know, something? I'm pretty much seeing nothing.
Well, there's a reason for that, and actually it's got a little fun thing that I'm going to have for you later on.
Do I even want to know?
No, probably not, because it probably would irritate you.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, anyways. So
let's start off with here. When I was talking on the phone last night, I thought one of the ideas we might try to do was, well, if we think back a couple episodes ago, was it 13, where we talked about some upcoming games that are coming out this summer and fall. You know, StarCraft's got a game coming out, which obviously initially was a very popular video game series. Mm-hmm. Halo had his game coming out come September, which is also a very popular video game series. And another video game series that's popular with myself and Kyle is Command & Conquer 3, in fact, or just Command & Conquer in general. In fact, he's kind of a self-professed guru of Command & Conquer, Kane's greatest bad guy ever. So,
Kane is the greatest bad guy ever.
I will not try to argue against that one.
Because he's smart, crafty, and just...
Downright creepy and disturbing. At the same time, it's kind of funny.
Kind of charismatic.
Yes, charismatic, yes.
Almost like Hitler.
I think it's probably trying to base him off of, in some ways.
Well, they did a pretty good job.
Yeah. It's kind of your stereotypical super evil genius, and I want to control the entire world person. But, well, the reason we're talking about that is, one of our thoughts was, well, what if we try to make a board game based on Command & Conquer? And by Command & Conquer, I mean a near future war game that has nothing to do with the intellectual property owned by Electronic Arts. However...
Didn't we already try to do that before?
We did. In fact, we did a number of years ago. We kind of tried to do it. It wasn't a board game. But, and the reality is, you need really more than two people to sit down and ramble on about rules for a board game. And that's why the reason I didn't choose the exact topic. Instead, something similar. It's how not to design a board game. Well, how not to ruin a board game or game based on Command & Conquer. So, I got some different items over here for me. First one's
that from... What? Is that what I think it is?
I don't know. It's just a shoebox here. I can't see what's exactly inside.
I have a pretty good idea now.
Did that shake
Are those you? from our failed game?
Open up. Take a look.
Well, you know they are. Wow, look at this tank. It's so powerful.
I'm just impressed these things are still holding together after all these years.
Well, you did put it on the back of the construction paper, which, you know, generally lasts pretty well. Then the fact that you weren't using
kind
for
of the same in a box here, but what these are that we're playing around with
right
now.
Ooh, look at the nav buoy. We used that one.
Way back years ago, I'm trying to. The first Command & Conquer game came out
in 94 or 95.
94, 95 is yeah, it's been about that. We played it when we were in seventh grade, eighth grade range. The first time we played it. So that would be, let's see, it's 6, 10, wow, that's about 12 years. So yeah, about 12 years ago, after the first Command & Conquer game came out, I set out and messed around this little game, Control, Dominate, Destroy, which is actually a little page with some pictures on the Online Army Showcase of it. And literally, it was Command & Conquer in a lot of ways. In fact, well, basically, it's a collectible card game. So we got just a whole horde of cards out here. It's probably a couple hundred I made over the course of the game. It's like, what's that one? Is that Control and Chernobyl?
No, it's a Chernobyl.
Yeah, the Chernobyl card. The reason was, basically, to give you an idea of what this game was like. Also, at the time we were playing Command & Conquer, another game that was kind of popular was the Star Wars collectible card game from, I think it was Decipher made that. And if you're familiar with how to play that Star Wars game, you'd probably find this game kind of familiar because in addition to ripping off Command & Conquer units, I kind of ripped off the rules of the Star Wars game.
Back when the whole idea of copyright meant nothing to you.
Well, I wasn't trying to promote this game and sell it. Not like I was stealing any money from Electronic Arts, or at the time as Westwood owned it. But it was like, so give an idea how the game played out. Each, obviously, like normal collectible card games, you know, you built a deck. What card is that? The Repairman?
Repairman.
See, and you built a deck, and there's different cards, location cards, which, if you remember from the Star Wars game, you know, you kind of laid a couple locations down in front of you, and you had opposite sides of the table, one guy's units on one side, one guy's units on the other. And you built up bases, and like, so there's actual structures here, there's power plants, factories, seaports, airports, all sorts of wonderful little things, and you build those out, build units, and just, in theory, bomb the heck out of each other.
Until the Valkyrie came about and destroyed everything on the entire base, and...
Yes.
Yeah, once you create that card, nothing else was very useful.
Well, yeah, because, like...
The first person who got the Valkyrie card won.
There's another psycho card, the...
Thunderstorm.
Chernobyl and Thunderstorm. They're, like... But
how about the Orbit?
Orbiter? That was not
Orbiter.
That in by itself was not very useful, but there was an attached ion cannon that could be attached to that thing. And function is like Command and Conquer. In fact, right in front of me here, there's a tank card, which was the medium tank from Command and Conquer. There's the gunboat. I wonder, that name sounds familiar. Here's the best one, the assault tank. I'm trying to spell assault tank, basically.
Assault.
And I completely misspelled it.
So didn't we have some twin gun tank too?
Yes, there's a heavy tank around here, which is a ripoff of the
mammoth tank.
No, that's supposed to rip off of the mammoth tank, even though it's only got one gun.
What was the two gun?
The heavy tank's ripoff of the heavy tank Command and Conquer Red Alert. There's some other stuff like fusion gun and pulse cannons. Those are the crazy crap. Submarines, subsweepers. This is a new version of it. There was actually going to be a new version of the game. I redid a lot of the units, but I never actually made mass-produced them like I did with these. Well, the reason we're like talking about why this is an example of how not to make a game is there's a lot of power issues. You keep talking about the Valkyrie card. Like, just pick some of these cards. Just kind of, let's see, where's a funny one? Tell them about that Chernobyl card, because...
Destroys all... Fission and fusion power plants on the enemy base.
Yeah, pretty much. It's
so basically your whole base is knocked out power, and then you were left wide open to being slaughtered.
Yeah, that's an example of how you don't design a unit.
Oh, look, this reminds me of how useful the real infantry card was.
What's this? Holy crap, we'll not talk about that game.
What game was that?
Wrestling card game.
You had what?
I had a short kick in high school where I watched WWF for a long time.
You did not tell me about this game.
No, I never.
You kept me in the dark about this.
That's another one that never made off the
drawing board
for a darn good reason. Oh, here's another ripoff. Gun turret. If you remember the Nod gun turret. And apparently I didn't learn my lessons. Here's the redone set with the Thunderstorm still in it. That's another power card. But, you know, I guess because... The whole thing was basically massive power creep. You start off with the base set, which had maybe 15 to 20 different cards in it, and I kept adding more and more stuff. And, I mean, there were just things that were more and more powerful. It got ridiculous. And not to mention the rules. There really were no rules written down.
Didn't we pretty much fight over it?
Oh, all the time. What's a unit? What's a building? I'm trying to find...
You're like, Kyle, you can't do that. You didn't tell me I couldn't do that.
It's not in the rule, but there's no freaking rules.
Oh, here's the flying wing.
The flying wing?
Yes.
He wasn't too bad, but...
Did he carry a special bomb, though, that could knock out everything?
Yeah, he can carry nuclear weapons. So I think the one thing, though, like, I liked about it, though, was actually, even though we keep joking, it's rip-off Command & Conquer, it was basically rip-off of Command & Conquer. You actually had to build a barracks for infantry, which conveniently kind of looks like the side profile shot of the barracks of Command & Conquer. Or the GDI barracks. You had the factory, which you built your vehicles. You had a seaport. What's that thing?
That's something new you developed.
Oh, that's... Chernobyl was for fission and fusion plants, and there's an antimatter reactor plant, and that was a blow that...
You were going to create antimatter? You didn't come out with that before we just banded it.
No, that was one of the last sets that just never really got going, because it just got... The whole thing kind of sucked. Let's see here. I'm trying to rummage through all this
stuff. I remember I used to throw the cards in pretty disgust.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't find the fun card. The Valkyrie I can't find, and I can't find the Nuke card.
I think there's a good reason why you can't find it.
Oh, no, they're in here. I was looking through this a couple weeks ago.
Oh, there's the UFO.
Oh, the UFO was fun. I mean, by itself, it was pretty weak, but it had a death ray on it. That could just level stuff. Hovercraft, which served absolutely no purpose.
Oh, okay. Well, here's A4 rocket.
Yeah. Based on the A4 is actually the prototype of the German V2. That's the idea. You basically had a launcher. You could fire the thing across the board, start leveling people. Because explain how the game worked. You actually earn credits, because in your deck, you had actually cards that said credits on them. And when you place those down, you'd put them back in your deck, you cycle, get some money, you could build buildings and build units with them.
And then if you picked up money cards, you got money
that's the credit. Yes. There's a few other ways that you could get money. There's some crazy event cards and things. But then there's also the buildings, which I said create units which you move and fight with. And then to actually resolve combat, every unit had either an armor or a structural value to it, and they had the units had an attack value. Where it would say, like, for example, infantry, which is pretty puny, was struct or armor -1, or there's the nuclear weapon.
Didn't you have a big nuke too?
Yeah, there's a big nuke around here somewhere.
Or like, but continue.
Yes. So anyway, you draw like in Star Wars, you draw the top card off your deck, and take whatever the armor or struct value of that card was. Add any modifiers from the attacker, and if it's greater than or equal to the target's structural struct score, it would take a point of damage. When any unit or building took 3 points of damage, it's blown up or moved from the game, and you just basically went until someone couldn't fight anymore and they surrendered. But that's when these guys came in, the event cards. Those are the ones, the power ones you talk about. I'm still scrambling around here trying to find the Valkyrie. The Valkyrie, what it did is it blew up two units. Or units in quotes, because we really didn't define what a unit was.
So you destroy the buildings.
Well, technically, yes, until you try to use it against me, which then units made, oh wait, ground units.
Yeah, I was really upset about that.
Yeah, there's a death ray for the UFO. So that's just a nice example.
Solar winds?
That was a blow away the orbiter.
Because that was the only way he destroyed that orbiter.
Because the orbiter kind of hovered above, and there's a lightning rod where you can protect against storms, and oh my goodness, it was crazy crap. And, well, I guess I don't know. So, any more funny stories about this thing?
No, that was a pretty long time ago, so there's not too many stories that I can remember. Except that we did run out into a lightning storm one of those days that we played it.
Ran out into a lightning storm?
Yeah, because we were so excited about a lightning storm, we ran out. Your mom didn't like us running out into this lightning storm. It wasn't raining yet, it was lightning out, though.
For some reason, I don't remember that. I don't know why. I don't know.
Because you're all excited about the weather, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, I'm still a weather nut. But yeah, I was a weather nut back then. That's why there's so many weather cards in Thunderstorm, Tornado. There may have been a hurricane at one point in this game. So anyway, let's click this guy's back up here.
Weren't we going to make our earthquake card, too?
Oh, I'm sure that was on the works. You sat down and started designing your own cards. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah, I did, but then I pretty much... Yeah, they didn't go into production because pretty much a week later after I started making my own cards, we scrapped the whole thing.
But if we were to bring a game like this back, would you actually think it would come back as a custom collectible card game? Or do you think you'd be better off trying to make it into a board game of some sort?
Probably maybe a board game, I would think. Yeah, because these cards are, way too much. Because if we actually had buildings, where you could create units from, that'd actually be kind of interesting.
It would be, just because, it'd be kind of tricky to make it play relatively fast. Because, that's what I was thinking of another Command & Conquer ripoff I did. I actually did another one. It never made it off the drawing board either. It was... Just an idea of how games take a long time, it was a classic Battletech version of Command & Conquer. All the units had, actually, using the CBT vehicle construction rules, actually built vehicles that had all the things outfitted with the Battletech weapons and things. And it basically would take hours upon hours just to build up a building, because the dang harvesters, That's why you don't, you can't, if you do a game based on Command & Conquer, you gotta have some kind of different resource collection.
Yeah.
It literally take you 5 turns to move the harvester to a field, Tiberium field, and back to the refinery over and over.
Well,
over
we could make the harvester super fast or something, super fast, and it collects, you know, we can collect in 1 turn everything.
You could do something like that. Like,
you know, so it takes only, you know, like 3 turns, you know, 1 to get there, 1 to collect, 1 to come back. And then you have, like, you know, 2 harvesters, and you could actually get somewhere.
You can almost say, like, even if you wanted to make it... Well, you could do something like that. Yeah, I mean, that would work. Or just get rid of the harvester altogether. Do, like, you know, say, like, total...
Because we know who would be the first attacked and destroyed. The harvester.
Yes.
Just like in real Command Conquer.
Yeah. But, like, you know, if in Tonalation, where you just basically... You plop down your... You know, a resource gatherer, whereas you just kept getting money and money and money, that'd be a little bit easier. Like, that's how the StarCraft game coming out later this year is going to do it. They're not going to have any... Because, well, then again, the StarCraft game is going to take place on a galactic scale. It's not going to be on, like, a single planetary scale like the computer game is. But I wonder if you do, like, a miniature game where you actually sit down and measure inches would just be... I think that'd be way too tedious in a game like this. Because you think of how long it takes to play MechWarrior. You know, would you want to sit there and measure out guys for, like, hours upon hours upon hours?
No. If they weren't, figures weren't so cheaply made and rules weren't so vaguely made.
Vaguely
and,
made.
And pathetically done in a really, really cheap environment.
Well, that describes this game pretty well, cheap figures and... So that is not a miniatures game, so at least the CCG would play a little bit faster than a miniatures game.
That's true, the fact that we have buildings doesn't help in this game.
Yeah, even the board game and a board game version where you kept cranking out units and.
Well, see, I could see it working better in a board game one if you made it, you know, so it builds faster. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, faster time setting. You know, hey, you can build immediately once you have a. It automatically comes up right when you have certain credits, and your credits go away.
I mean, you could consider something like Axis and Allies, but then if you think it's so abstract, eventually you end up with Axis and Allies. But I mean, you could do it at a smaller scale, like maybe anyway, instead of building single tanks at a time, you actually build maybe like, you know, like in the new Command and Conquer, when you build single infantry, you actually build, you know, squad
yeah.
infantry, maybe do stuff like that, or I don't know.
Whee!
That's just a bunch of.
I just broke the rubber band.
Shoot, that's right. These rubber bands are about 12 years old. That's why they snap so easily.
They're about as useful as you.
Very funny. But the one last thing every good game needs is an errata of units. Changes we made to the game.
Do we even have a story why this was happening?
No, not at all. Because in fact, you guys, there's not even two sides. You know, this is the same side as playing each other. It's a mess. It's 2,000 years in the future, and humans are in a civil war. There you go. That's the story. Just like every other freaking game out there.
Wow, 2,000 years, and they only went that far? The technology? Wow, we're pretty pathetic.
Yeah, they're really okay. Fine, it's 50 years in the future. Even that's still pretty pathetic. So, oh crap, it's only 19 minutes. Now I got something else here, funny to see. This is a little special thing I was talking about with Kyle. We'll see if this gets him going on any kind of rant.
You want me to smack you?
No. Actually, I want you to rant. But this is a game I was talking about a little bit a while ago. It is,
I don't like.
I haven't played it yet.
I don't like this. I'm not liking this at all.
We kind of ragged on it a couple episodes ago.
Is this the racing car one?
Oh no, that's in this box.
Oh,
racing car.
No,
game. This one's just as bad. This one even gets you more ticked off.
No. How dare you? No. Bad, Jason.
Sorry, this is funny for me. I know it just ticks you off so much.
No.
Okay. They don't even know what the heck this is yet. This is the Transformers Constructible Miniatures Constructible Strategy Game by Wizards of the Coast. I honestly haven't played it yet, but I think it's a pretty bad game. I don't know, but I can see Kyle's is boiling with rage right now over the Transformers. Because this is based on the movie, if you didn't know that. The movie that just came out a couple weeks ago. and college is one of the rage right now.
Rant.
You know, because of that, I will stay calm. You're not going to get me in a psychological thing where you're going to make me rant, tell people you're going to make me rant, and, you know, that's just no fun. You know, how dare Wizards of the Coast create such a pathetic game based on a pathetic movie, which is off such a great TV show?
You haven't tried playing a game yet.
I don't need to. It's Wizards of the Coast.
You don't like Wizards of the Coast at all?
They've made very few actually halfway decent games.
The other one I played was Star Wars, and I didn't like. I was, you know, back to episode 5. I didn't like that one, but
exactly. So as
you
I said, very
fan of
few.
That one either.
No, I wasn't.
But yeah, this game is just, as I mentioned before, it's literally paper, rock, scissors. I haven't sat down and played it yet because, well, I don't really have any interest in playing it. But you know, you got three. Obviously, we would each take a set of these tokens here, and you'd choose whether you're doing a red, green, or blue attack. And then at once, we'd reveal which... I lose my tokens.
Can someone please shoot me right now? It would save me the whole torture of even trying to learn this game.
In the game, you just learn the game. You choose a token, you match up colors. Let's say you choose red, I choose green. Oh, look at that. I got a red card, and you chose green, so that means I hit you for 10 points of damage, and maybe possibly some other little special effects. So, it talk about kind of, that's the last game, we're talking about ripping off Star Wars. Ripping off Star Wars is not a good idea. I heavily based the game off Star Wars. I maybe borrowed a few things. This is basically just, you know, paper, rock, scissors on steroids with little plastic figures.
Please get me a lighter. Please?
Where is it? I don't know where my lighter is. It'd be funny to see with you.
You know, I would also would like some gasoline. We might as well just go out to your fire, your
barbecue grill?
Yes, exactly.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah. Oh, we really shouldn't do that.
Why not? It would be saving people the great torment of trying to, you know, playing this game and actually surviving.
It really couldn't save anything. But yeah, you know, the guy disassembled and transformed too.
Oh my god!
Yeah, they have a robotic form and vehicle form as they do in the movie. And they at certain situations you can transform from one to another and get different weapons and different health and things. Like he's a lot more, like this guy's a lot more powerful in his vehicle and his robotic form is a little bit weaker and. Yeah, it's honestly, the game's not really worth playing.
It's pretty retarded.
But I guess I can't get Kyle enraged too much with it, so.
No, you really can't.
All right. Well, let's just put it away then.
Happy days.
Happy days. But if we are talking about the idea of how not to make a game. Oh, well, that's. Why don't we get on another thing we get? Got sitting next to me here. I've got a whole bunch, like I said, I got a whole bunch of crazy crap just kind of sitting around. I just finished putting these guys away. And we have.
As long as you don't bring out the car game, we'll be happy.
Oh, so you don't want me to bring out the car game?
You bring out the car game, I cannot ensure your safety.
I just ate car. Okay, smash it up. So who'd you just kill? Who's number 77?
I don't know. Yeah. Do you think I actually watched NASCAR?
No. Oh, there we go. Travis.
Is this even based on NASCAR?
Yeah, it is. It's
okay.
Travis. It's official NASCAR license.
Oh.
Travis. I can't pronounce that. Coppell.
I'm sorry.
Penske,
unfortunately,
Jasper
I'm not
Racing,
one
Dodge.
Of the people that can watch a car going 500 times around in an oval.
Turning left is not a sport.
For some people, it is.
Yeah, some people.
Maybe some people just can't turn right. Right is too hard for them.
Right is too hard for them. My brother's a big fan of NASCAR.
That explains a lot.
All right. next thing we got in front of us here. And
this was a good idea right here.
That's a good idea. It's not a true how not to make a game, but...
How we started off was how not to make it.
Yes.
Make it.
The first rules we came up with were just downright awful.
So why don't we explain what these are?
Yeah. Why don't you tell them?
Well, these are aerospace fighters.
For
MechWarrior.
MechWarrior, yep.
MechWarrior Dark Age.
Got the Steel Wolf Batu fighters and the Stingray ones that I showed you back in episode 15 how to build the whole molds and stuff for them. So we tried to start making some rules for them. We haven't finished yet. You can read about it on my aerospace fighter page. But, like,
I think
what happened?
Off, what happened is everybody started being slaughtered on the ground.
Because we gave them they're kind of mech-like in some ways. The idea was to have high defense, not exceptionally powerful weapons, which apparently...
Oh, yeah, you kind of did that. When you gave them two
weapons.
Yeah, a primary and a secondary, which both did like 3 and 2 damage.
Yes, that was a problem, but...
Okay, when you do 5 damage to a, mech, that's generally... Generally, you know, yeah...
They're pretty well going to scrap something pretty big.
Yeah. So.
Because I think my guys came in, and a lot of them concentrate firepower on your behemoth tank. Because you had a behemoth tank sitting here that's kind of keeping a lot of my guys at bay. Willed on that a little bit. Willed on your artillery guy as well. Because they could come in and do like a little strafe run, and they could attack multiple targets along the attack line. So on that, like, what your guys, yours the ones decimating my tanks, too.
And yeah, tanks and the infantry.
They keep flying in. So, I mean, they're definitely a game changer. I mean, they definitely require a lot of new tactics when we get the rules worked out.
Yeah, but I think when we had 3 of them at once, that kind of,
Well, I guess because, like you said, it's dual weapons that really put them over the edge. Like, because they had, like, Battle Max, they had a primary and secondary weapon, and they could attack with both of them in accordance with our rules. Because we were playing with our own alternate rule set in addition to the aerospace fighters. We weren't using the standard Mech Warrior. WizKids rules, because, well, we don't like
those. Well, pretty much we say they don't exist in our own little MechWarrior world. Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. But, so, what would you do differently with these guys? I mean, now that you've actually...
Well, no, I like how they maneuver about. I think, though, our fact that it takes 1 turn for the guys to retaliate, you know, in the fire, I think, you know, one of them should get just a free retaliation on the ground. You know how they were before with the, you know, beyond retaliation, but it took up their turn.
Okay, yeah, it took up the ground unit to
we
fire
should
back.
We should have 1 free, you know, time to fire back, because these guys have such great, defense.
Well, it only takes 1 shot, and they're going
to
be...
Well, it has to be from a... And we never got to figure out how our damage affects these either.
No, because, we found that it was... Like, for example, the Batu only had 4 clicks of life. The Stingrays had 5. So they are very... But they had he had a defense of, what, 23, I think? No, the Stingrays are 22?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're obviously at high defenses, but 1 shot would send these things just completely scrapped
but
the ground.
The fact of the matter is we generally took up most of our actions from, you know, in our normal turns that, you know, they would never be shot down.
Because we're playing a 900-point game, and the game was 4 actions in our rules. We had 3 aerospace fighters, that's 3, also 3 attacks. The aerospace fighters couldn't shoot each other when they're doing the strafing runs, only if they're in a dogfight situation. And so that was, what, 1 unit to return fire on the ground, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be... that's definitely an issue.
That's why I think there should be 1 free, you know... Free one for returning fire up there that doesn't take any action at all.
That'd be a good idea. I think something along those lines. So.
Because, I mean, if we did that, at least, you know, it could turn the, you know, actually force them a little bit more strategy on where we're going to fly these guys into battle instead of, oh, look at us, we can go anywhere.
So the unit that would do that, though, would just be like, it wouldn't be able to... It would count its order for the turn, but it wouldn't count as an order from
Actually, I think that works, yes.
So that guy wouldn't be able to move or do anything else that turn. But he would. But you still have all your other orders to sign, either arrow fires that are coming in, or if you got guys on the ground. So, yeah, so we,
And now that we've taken, we're going to take one less, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we decided about one Aerospace Fighter for about 450 points is a pretty good amount.
Yeah, so therefore, we'd only take up two turns, and then there's still two turns left even after the one guy. Well, if a second guy returned fire, then that would take official order.
Yeah. And then we'll strip off their second weapon, but... I mean, it just shows that idea of that it's very easy to produce overpowered units if you're not doing a lot of play testing.
Oh, well, that was our first time.
That was our first time. I mean,
if we were creating, you know, the most perfect unit the first time, we'd be geniuses. Everybody would be coming to us and be like...
I don't think it's possible.
You are geniuses. Exactly. Unfortunately, it's not. We're not geniuses enough.
But, I mean, just, like, when I'm thinking of this whole idea... Where was it going? I mean, not to bash WizKids, as we do from time to time, with their rules. But, like... There's actually a really neat thread that's been going on and on and on for days, literally about the past month, on MechWarrior Realms.
Yeah, see, I haven't visited anything related to WizKids in a long time.
The reason I talk about broke units in MechWarrior is called Game Design Theory MechWarrior 3.0. It's basically about, what's it up to now? Like 14 pages? So what, 14 times 20, do the math there, about 300 posts or so?
No, 280.
280, okay. About 280 posts. I jumped in later and talk about some things, but just the whole idea is, can MechWarrior be saved? Because if...
Not by WizKids. Somebody else needs to take over. Quick. Vanquish all rules. Reset them. The end.
Because we're analyzing, even it's more than just rules that need overhype, that need to be repaired. Because
units also.
Something like they're...
Lots of units, paladins.
Sega's Pride. I don't know. I haven't got to play against that, or I don't even have the figure.
No, I don't either.
Because I never really knew much about it. But they're showing like this, they call it's the SAD attack, because it stands for Sega's Pride for the S. A is like a hero or the pilot, and D is decoy. Because if you basically put this pilot and decoy in this mech, you have a 25 defense with decoy.
With decoy?
With decoy. So it's just showing you like an example of how even if you could fix the rules of the game, as we've tried a number of times, I was talking about that in my thread. But even if you fix the rules, it just makes certain more powerful units more powerful. And you just either A, ban the rules outright, or not ban the rules, ban the units outright, or you can't issue new... stats the units is a click basis.
Well, they can't just continuously offer more powerful units.
Well, if they want people to keep buying the game, they do. That's their strategy, obviously. Between then and when they try to set retirement.
Oh my god.
I have a mini rant there why set retirement was a miserable failure when they should never do it again. Sega's probably the primary reason why.
Oh my god. You know, just so many different things. That Paladin defense.
The 23 defense with...
Yeah, 23 defense with, point defense? Oh, guess what? Peasant companies are surrounding it! They all have 23 defense!
Yep, that's not how it works.
A bunch of drunken peasants can have a 23 defense. I don't know how. I mean, you're freaking Banton Raiders, you know, Raid and Battle Armor shot themselves.
Raid and Battle Armor again.
Honestly, they must have been so freaking drunk.
Every couple episodes, we make some kind of reference back to that, don't we?
Yes. And then you have to make... And they have to talk about how Kane Sinn was also...
He critical missed twice against a Raid and Battle Armor. Therefore, blown through his hardened armor.
Yeah, he had... His ammo jammed. Okay, what can I say? You know, it jammed twice. I mean, if you have missiles jamming and, you know, you're trying to launch them, of course they're going to explode. I don't think Case can help it.
Well, if Case still do, you know, some damage. Yeah, Case would absorb a lot of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly.
But, fortunately, one thing we've got here is there is still some hope for MechWarrior. And, as you know, back in episode 13, we were talking about the up and coming games. One of the new ones was obviously the Solaris 7 rules.
Were done the best way originally in the unofficial.
They were done the best way in the unofficial ones. Let me get
Yes.
They're coming.
Before, I'm sure WizKids is going to screw this up somehow. They always do.
Well, they released the rules for the game.
Okay.
So they've been out for, I don't know, a while now, obviously. I mean, they have the maps. They have a map up there, so I guess if you wanted to print out the map, you could play a game. Maybe that'd be kind of fun to actually try if you want to do that.
Well, I guess so, I mean.
I actually got some paper from a printer so I can print stuff out now. But
you didn't have paper for a printer?
No, not really.
How worthless are you? I mean, it's paper. I mean, it's like, you know, like, not even expensive. You have a freaking job. You can pay for paper. And you're supposed to be a computer guy, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, paper's certainly kind of important for printing out stuff.
Can rant about that, but you can't rant about the Transformers. Rage level boiling up.
What a dumb little monkey you are.
But the,
how dare you, monkey? Go get a banana.
The rules now. There's actually some major changes to it. It's not really MechWarrior Age of Destruction as you're familiar with it. I don't know. Have you had a chance to look at the rules?
You forget. I don't believe in WizKids.
That's right.
They don't exist in my mind.
You totally abandoned hope of them, didn't you?
Yes. They have no hope in my greatest opinion. WizKids takes such great ideas and then just, takes a nice big dump on them and then flushes them down the toilet. They can sometimes, till they'll plunge them out, but then they'll flush them down again.
That's just disgusting.
But so true.
Well, I'm still got hope warm.
So, here. So it's being plunged out right now, in your opinion.
I've not used that particular phrasing, but whenever the darn PDF file loads up, it's going to be here for another 20 minutes. But a lot of.
Because your computer sucks.
Yeah, this computer blows. But the biggest change is, you can see if you can see it in the map here, it's now a hex-based game. It's no longer miniatures. So that's something that obviously offers some advantages in that obviously it's easier to measure, no more fudging.
But how can the... I'm just wondering, do the figures like actually match up with the hexing?
No. They're the normal MechWarrior figures. It's like the greatest Slayer 7 figure here. But yeah, it's they're normal MechWarrior figures. They're fully backwards compatible.
Did you get melted?
You might have.
In your car?
Yeah, he's in my car for a day and I took him out.
I think so. I can't move him for a while.
Okay, just let him go. But yeah, I mean, so they're normal mechs. They're Age of Destruction mechs. You can slap equipment and pilots in them. And they're all unique mechs. They all have a pilot that goes with them when you buy the set and yada yada yada. But
why can't they just have a pilot grow like an ours? You know, here's a mech.
I mean, there's no reason why you can't adapt the RPG elements of the old game into a new one.
Yeah.
Because that's too complicated, people.
Oh no, it takes actual thought process of actual something called a brain. Uh-oh. Oh, no. I must be getting to something, you know, quite extreme here. You know, actually, someone thinking at WizKids. Hold on.
Calm down. Let's not get too...
You know, and when they first tried banning the unofficial Solaris...
Yeah, that didn't go too well.
Well, are they that just dumb? I mean, honestly, it could only help them. And they finally realized that. Oh my god, look at us!
Okay.
They're morons!
Well, here, let me list the reasons why I'm still giving WizKids the benefit of the doubt.
All right.
I'm not giving up on them just quite yet, even though I've been thoroughly ticked at them for quite some time, i.e. set retirement. With the rules, it's kind of cool. The initiative's kind of cool how they do it. You roll dice, determine the initiative as before. But if you win initiative, you have the choice, do you want to go first or do you want to go last? So you actually, if you win, so therefore, if you don't want to immediately go, you can actually choose, if you win, which order you're going to go in. And then, also, damage application is simultaneous.
Is it shoot and move and shoot?
Yes, you have, like, assault order, so you, like, just like you do in MechWarrior Age of Destruction.
You can move and shoot.
Yes, you can move and shoot in turn, yes.
All right. I'm more impressed.
Let me see if this thing loads up yet.
As we've always complained about, that's been one insane.
Oh, that's always ticked me off. That is so many games. I'm afraid they're going to do that with Halo, where you're not going to be able to move and shoot. And I'm sorry, the Master Chief can multitask like that.
No, he can't. You can't do that in the game. You have to move first, and then you have to wait till you stop. Then you can shoot. Don't you know that? People can't move and shoot.
But, I mean, so, not only can you move and shoot, but there's some other crazy rules like dodge and dig in and some other special bonuses that can beef up your defense a little bit. So, there's some kind of parallels to the old Solaris 7 rules. You know, you had this point values, you can do different combinations, like you can do the flourish, or you dance around and, like, whatnot, but, well, it's coming along. I'd say the game's coming along, but...
Yeah, but you have to buy those special figures for the...
Well, you can use normal MechWarrior figures.
We could already do that. I'm just saying based on WizKids.
But they just release them in the packs and give you the pilot and some equipment. And even though for some bizarre reason... I guess the mechs are supposed to be backwards compatible, but one of the Solaris mechs does have anti-personnel on it, which would do a whole lot of good in just game design for mech-on-mech combat. But...
Yeah. So, but you know what? Maybe we should just do what we had before. If we don't have any of those old cheats, though, do we? But we could still create.
We can find. I bet you can still find the Solaris 7
old rules.
The classic Solaris 7 rules.
Because you know, then we could just have our own little thing where we have multiple of our guys going in there and fighting.
That'd be fun. I like to try to combine the two, and maybe when we do our... I'm sure we'll definitely do a review of the game, whole thing, but... Solaris 7 rules... I don't know what
words. One thing I didn't like is the fact that they didn't have any assault mechs without pilots at the time.
No, they didn't. Now they... Well, there's obviously assault pack now, which you
Obviously, but at the time, remember, I had my nice little Sake Award at the time. I was like... Because... Jeff Becker hadn't been released yet, had he? At the time.
I don't think he was.
No, he wasn't. Because I remember I had one of the best assault mechs, and I was upset that we couldn't go and use them.
Well, I had one on Jack, and I couldn't, you couldn't use him, but...
Yeah. I like the whole idea of running around streaking.
That's so disturbing if you don't know what you're talking about.
Streak missiles? Thank you.
Yes.
Just to clarify anybody who's thinking otherwise.
Editor's note, I removed this little section to keep you from hearing Kyle's disturbing ideas.
So getting cut from the podcast.
because it is. It's it.
Editor's note, this little statement here is even worse than Kyle's last one, so I cut this one out also.
Okay, you way crossed the line a while ago. You're so getting bleeped.
Will this be at least at the end?
What?
Will it at least be that at the end?
I don't know. But anyway, I think I found the original MechWarrior Solaris rules here. So, we've been rambling on quite a long time. It's actually been almost about 45 minutes.
So it's almost time to wrap it up.
Yeah, it's almost time to wrap it up.
Gotta look at it for about a minute or so and then call it a day.
Well,
if it loads.
It's not going to load in a minute, so there's not any point in even considering that.
Oh.
I'm trying to think, what if we got any fun last little notes here at the end? Like, last week, last episode, I mentioned that whole 20% of Americans think the sun revolves around the earth daily. So, hopefully it didn't kill off most of my audience, but there's other funny stories this week.
Can I just stab myself in the eye?
Okay.
Damn you.
But I mean, there's like other funny stories happened this past week.
Oh, like the cat that predicted the death?
Ask a death cat.
The Grim Reaper of cats.
That's creepy. I like it's like the guy who some guy released the Harry Potter novel ahead of time on the internet by taking digital pictures of every single page in the book. But every single picture he took had the serial number of his camera embedded in it. So it won't take a lot to track down who fired the Harry Potter.
He might as well just throw off the camera. Burn it.
There's a reasonable chance he's kind of screwed.
Unless he paid with cash.
Yeah. Well, he basically would have to either A, have never posted anything else on the internet before, B, the person who actually owned the camera originally sold it to this guy. There's a few ways, but it's not entirely inconceivable to say the guy is totally screwed, so... Just keep that in mind. If you ever plan to leak like the most anticipated novel of all time on the internet, make sure you add the EXIF data, it's called, inside the image to get rid of your camera's serial number. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. One last little thing. I think it'd be funny that if anyone out there is interested in actually contributing to the podcast a little bit, and like, because I got an email a while back, kind of talking about my review of HeroScape and some of the things he agreed and disagreed with. If you want to review a game, it'd be kind of fun. Do actually audio recordings, maybe 5 to 10, maybe 5 minutes long. Send it to my email address, jason@rockosoftware.com, like an MP3 format or Og Vorbis or something.
Yeah, there. They could just even email, you know, and we could read it over another podcast. Well,
the reason I would want an audio format is I have a funny little game I want to play with it.
I don't think the viewer would like to send one in.
It's nothing bad. I'm not going to like rock bottom it or anything.
You know, you never tell me anything. You have all these ideas.
I'll tell you after it's done, but it is really funny to do.
Okay.
So if you want to be a contributor to the show, obviously there's no compensation involved. You're not going to get any money. But if you want to pimp a website or something, we'll be sure to do that too. So send those to jason@rocklessoftware.com and also direct any questions or comments that way to me.
And you can email me. I don't know why you would want to, but if you had something to say to me, whether good, bad, or ugly, contact me at Kyle.
If you don't like his anti-WizKids rants? Wow, the tape light's blinking. Okay, time to end this.
At Kyle@rockosoftware.com.
Kyle@rockosoftware.com, and I'm jason@rockosoftware.com. So with that, thanks for watching. I'll see you again in about 2 weeks. Have a good night.
Red 2007, rockosoftware.com.